Coming up on KUCB News, Alaskans will get their PFDs early this year. And as the coronavirus swept across the globe, a group of un-Alaskans met daily for over a month to sing, scream, and beat on drums. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Hope McKenney with some local news on Thursday, May 21st, 2020. Governor Mike Dunleavy says the state will pay permanent fund dividends on July 1st. That's 3 months ahead of schedule.
We're in extraordinary times. We need to make sure that the people of Alaska have cash in their hands to help with this economy. I can't think of a better time to do it than now.
Dunleavy made the announcement at the end of Wednesday's press briefing that primarily focused on education and plans for reopening the state's schools in the fall. According to the state, as of yesterday, more than 670,000 people had applied for dividends. Last month, the legislature set the dividend amount at $1,000. Meanwhile, the state of Alaska announced no new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, keeping the statewide total at 402. 356 people are reported recovered from the disease, and there have been 10 deaths. To date, there are no known cases in Unalaska. 90 people have been tested at Alulik Family and Health Services. All have confirmed negative test results. And while Governor Mike Dunleavy announced this week that all Alaska businesses can open at full capacity starting Friday morning, including gyms, bars, and restaurants, locally, the PCR, Aquatic Center, and Public Library will not reopen yet. The city said in a press release yesterday that city staff are finalizing plans for partial reopening of these facilities with many protective measures and restrictions in place, with a target date of June 1st. As towns and cities began to close down businesses and limit social gathering as the coronavirus swept across the globe, a group of un-Alaskans met daily for over a month to sing, scream, and beat on drums. In solidarity with people across the nation holding similar events, this group met every evening to drum and sing for hope. While certain coronavirus mandates are now being lifted across the state of Alaska, the group's meetings brought solace and optimism to many during darker and lonelier times. The future impact of the pandemic remains unclear, and some group members continue to gather. KUCB's Maggie Nelson reports.
The sun still sits high on the horizon in Unalaska, even though it's already 7 o'clock in the evening. As I adjust the audio levels on my microphone, a group of community members begin trickling in around the riverbank in the valley, kitchen utensils and drums in hand. It's an especially warm spring evening, and I'm energized by the eager and affectionate dialogue around me as these women greet one another, counting down to 7 p.m. 7 o'clock strikes. They scream with wild abandon and beat their drums enthusiastically. Slowly, the pounding fades into a soft heartbeat and hymnal chanting, and I sink into their energy as it becomes mesmerizing and soothingly overpowering. While the coronavirus continues to plague communities globally, people across the nation are showing support for one another by stepping outside in solidarity to sing, scream, and bang on homemade drums. And while separated by thousands of miles of foggy, tumultuous seas, those chants ricochet, sweep, and swell through the bays and valleys of Unalaska, harnessed by the beating of a group of locals' drums and soothing harmonies. For 40 days, the group met for 15 minutes each day to drum, sing, and foster positivity. I joined them on night 24 as they gathered to support the community and the rest of the globe in their battle against uncertainty, isolation, and grief during the pandemic. Their chants and drumbeats are meant to remind people that while socially isolated, they are not alone. And while these songs provide support and encouragement, they also surface some of the hardships that have made this time so difficult, and perhaps even provided inspiration for some to begin drumming.
There's just been so much stuff in our town. It just weighs heavy on my heart. I just kept thinking there's got to be something we can do.
That was Randy Leggett, founder of the drumming group and the Facebook page behind the group, Atakan Akun, which, according to Leggett, is an old Unangan saying meaning, "We are one." After the realities of the coronavirus pandemic began to settle in and blanket daily rituals and habits, Leggett became overwhelmed by the pandemic's looming presence. Following the loss of four young locals within the past year, Leggett saw a need for comfort and reassurance in the community. Leggett reached out to some community organizations with ideas for supporting the school and community members, but she said she felt her ideas fell a bit short of the island's emotional needs. Facing fatigue, she decided to pick up a drum instead.
I was talking to my cousin who lives in Anchorage. I was like, what can we do? And we were just chatting back and forth. And I'm not sure if she suggested it or if I thought about it, but we just said, you know, let's drum. I don't own a drum, but let's drum.
Leggett and her cousin decided to take their idea to social media to see who might be interested. And from there, the idea took shape and began collecting more and more participants.
My cousin Dennis, who lived here, his quote was, 63 comments later, I said, well, I'll join you and I'm going to start at 7 tonight. And I'm like, oh crap, I guess this is really happening. Let's just do it. And there's no plan other than reaching back to our ancestors' roots.
For Leggett, this is a very personal and intimate endeavor, a means of reaching back to her Unangan roots, but also of uniting and feeling a part of the community and family she holds close. The routine of drumming every evening has become a way of reconnecting and fortifying her relationship with her mother, who suffers from Alzheimer's. But it's also been a way of finding support from afar.
On top of everything, it's not been easy. So this is just something we can do together, and so it's just been fabulous. I look forward to it every day, and then a couple of days, Mom doesn't want to do it, or something happens. My cousin Dennis says, well, I drummed for you last night, and it's just been so encouraging.
Leggett recognizes that this can be an incredibly lonely time for many, as public health mandates require social distancing, even sometimes from family members. But by drumming and reaching out over social media, Leggett demonstrates how communities can rely on one another for support. Delaney McConnell, a local member of the Unalaska group, similarly recognizes the ways this ritual of nightly drumming encourages hope and emotional proximity.
Being able to come outside and just see faces, even if I'm not super close to them, and just hearing their voice, seeing their facial expressions, I know that sounds weird, but just seeing them makes it all better. And so just for that 15 minutes of standing next to each other screaming out into the world, you feel good. You definitely feel good inside.
As Alaska continues to reopen, the community is able to see more of one another, and the drummers no longer meet nightly. But Leggett says she is still drumming, just not as frequently. And if you feel inclined to pick up a drum at home or a bowl and wooden spoon, McConnell suggests just diving in, bringing whatever you've got, and changing it up to see what kinds of different sounds you can make. However, she doesn't advise using rocks, which, as she's learned, can lead to drumming injuries.
I didn't start with anything. I think I just went and sang and screamed. And then I brought a cooking pan, and that's what I usually use, but I tried to kind of spice it up, and I used two pairs of rocks that I don't recommend because I smashed my fingers a couple times. And then right now I'm using a really big Red Bull and a wooden stirring utensil, and it's nice as a soft sound, but if you want it to be loud and obnoxious and just fun, I would use an actual metal pan, unless you have a drum.
While Leggett doesn't consider the origin of this group to have any remarkably profound roots, her humble efforts in uniting the community amassed a Facebook page with over 300 members and led to a 40-day coordinated event that brought several locals together nightly. As the state of Alaska begins to reopen, and no cases of coronavirus have yet been discovered on the island, it seems Leggett's, McConnell's, and the rest of the drummers' efforts were not in vain. Leggett continues drumming, and as Unalaskans may begin widening their social circles, even if they don't have a proper drum to beat on or a group to drum with, Leggett says, everybody's welcome, wherever, whenever. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.
Today, the PCR is holding its virtual field day for students in elementary and high school. PCR Recreation Manager Albert Burnham says it's now being offered to all ages.
One of the programs that we have done for the past 10 years or so is with the school, we've done a field day for some of the elementary and middle school age kids. And so we decided to give a try at putting that out virtually as well.
Participants will receive a packet with activities, and once completed, they will get a certificate. Burnham says participants are welcome to take the rest of the week and weekend to complete the tasks, and that PCR just encourages Unalaskans to get out and get moving. And then in June, the PCR is holding a cleanup week. More details are to come. Burnham says you can follow the PCR on Facebook or Instagram to find out more about the virtual events they are holding in the wake of the coronavirus. And stay tuned for an episode of Foggy Island Discs, where we ask Unalaskans what five songs they'd choose if they were stranded on a Bering Sea island. Today, we're hearing from Nayeli Ramirez. That's up right after the weather. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Hope McKenney, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.